It's not some porn music. What's wrong with you, Kate?
That are not porn.
Oh, well, no, but
none of them. What a perv you think I am?
A special opener just for
Kate. What do you take me for?
Kale, he's got some strip club DJ.
You're gonna like this opener, Kale.
What a rush!
It's kind of depressing, ladies and gentlemen, but I tell you what, I had to pay homage to one of the best damn tag teams in the history of the world, that being the Road Warriors. We lost Road Warrior Animal today, 60 years old. I seen a picture of him from like 2 weeks ago. He looks like he could still get in the ring and hurt somebody. By the way, this is the Rob Comrade and Kale Show. We will try to be the Road Warriors. I think that I would be Road Warrior Hawk. Kale would be Road Warrior Animal. And the Comrade, he would either be Sonny, leading us out to the ring, or maybe Paul Ellering, one or the other. That's kind of where I'm at with that. Kale, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here. Second favorite night of the week, and, well... Time to make those picks tonight, huh?
Time to make some picks, yes, sir. Also, the gentleman that I hope he steps on a damn Lego, he is the Comrade, Mike Dabreski. Mike, good evening, sir.
I step in all kinds of crap around this house. good to be here. I mean, this is pretty cool. It's a Wednesday show. The Gamecocks open up the season this weekend, playing an SEC foe, a team that they need to beat, they need to jump over. I mean, this is huge. Fall weather in the air. I mean, you can't get better than this. The only bad thing is we can't have a full crowd on Saturday night. But still, I'm trying to look the positive. Gamecock football is back. And I think it's a statement night. I think it's a statement night Saturday night.
Well, we'll get into that momentarily.
Statement.
The fourth leg of our show here is, of course, Virtual Kale.
What's going on, motherfuckers?
Virtual Kale, thanks for joining the show, buddy. We appreciate it, as always. Of course, tonight we will make our picks against the spread. And we've got eight picks this week, right?
Eight games, and nothing's been canceled yet, knock on wood. Nothing's been canceled yet.
Wait, Wake Forest and Notre Dame were canceled.
Well, I should say, none of the games we have in the slate been canceled yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Right,
so,
well,
but
there's a good chance
there still might be. They're good. I hope it's not the Gamecock game.
Well,
but there's a good chance you'll have one of the games will get canceled. So
ACC SEC protocol has tomorrow. Everybody gets tested. So, by the way, and then we'll know for sure if something's going to go wrong as far as the COVID stuff. So, but by tomorrow, that's when everybody tests. So there you go with that. All right, so we need to thank our sponsors, Callaway's Bar and Grill out in West Columbia, Highway 1 diagonal from the Walmart. You can socially distance and watch the game there on Saturday night. Make sure you go and check out the game there at Callaway's. We also have, of course, DNC Trucking and Transport, the No Spin Zone segment with the Comrade. Comrade, read away.
It sucks to be a Gamecock. Rocky Top, you will always be home. Sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Betty Wilson hates a couple of things. Me. And when the little Dennis smells like country ham. It's not really shameful to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. Go, I forgot. There you go. A little bit of that for... We'll get Kale's blood flowing, get him pissed off before he picks. There you go with that. All right, so, South Carolina and Tennessee tonight.
I can't listen. That's butchering just the music industry as a whole.
I can't help you there, Kale. Anyway, so our picks for the week, we've got 8 picks to make this week. And I'm opening up my form now, and I will be happy to show it to you here so you guys can see that I submit my picks. Leading the way, by the way, is show sponsor Dennis Wilson. He has a 12 correct picks, almost 86% correction rate there. Comrade is in second place with 11. Right ahead of Jeremy McClure and myself. Kale is, what, four picks back? Kale, you need to get your shit together this week.
One damn game if you...
Shit.
You saw it, motherfuckers!
All right, Virtual Kale. I'll be nice to Regular Kale. Damn it. Why do you get so mad, Virtual Kale? Why are you so angry?
James asked if we're any good at college picks. James, I am 11-3 this year in college picks. 11-3.
I'm fucking mad.
So stick around.
Are you?
Stick around, James.
You know, when Kale sees that you're ahead of him in the pick'em.
I'm mad. I'm just a little bit perturbed.
Angry. Angry. That's just the way that it is. All right, so, yeah. Let me share my screen here so we can actually see the picks here. Kale looked.
There's Josh, gave me Josh the opinion over on YouTube that tells me to go ahead and get that milk nice and eggs bought. So just so you, if you don't know, well, you will know. I am in a bit of a bet here with BVD who. Runs a really good YouTube channel over there, Big Vol Daddy. And if we lose this game, we're not changing Facebook pictures, none of that piddly shit. I'm going to have six eggs cracked over my bald head, and then a gallon of milk will be poured on top of it on Sunday, if we lose on the off chance.
You agreed to that? Damn.
Yes,
it's not going to happen. That's why he's confident, Rob. It's not going to happen. Gamecocks won't disappoint him.
Shut up, Mike. Holy
this
shit.
This is the game that will turn things around. This is the game we're going to point to.
Holy shit.
The Bobo era begins.
If I lose, it's fun because I can make an ass out of myself on YouTube.
You'll get some traffic out of that. All right, so here we go. If you could see our picks there, Kansas State at Oklahoma. Oklahoma is a 27.5 point favorite over Kansas State. What do you got there, comrade? We'll let you go first.
Well, you know, as if you're new to the show, I use the comrade composite ranking computer formula, CRCM, whatever it's called. Okay, so it's not me, it's the composite formula. And the computer told me today, final score, Oklahoma 43, Kansas State 24. That means Kansas State covers the spread, does not win the game. Take the Kansas State Wildcats to cover that big spread.
That is a lot of points. All right, well, Kale, what's your pick with that matchup there? As we have a matchup in the Big 12. What's your pick on that, Kale?
Well, this is Spencer Rattler's debut in the Big 12 play. And the thing that I'm looking at on this one, this is a little bit of a revenge matchup from last year. If you'll remember, Kansas State beat Oklahoma about midway point of the season, maybe a little bit further along than that. They didn't look especially good in, I guess it was week one, they played last week. They lost at home to Arkansas State. Play was, explosive offense, like Oklahoma's got there. Rattler was like, against Missouri State, I think he threw like 290 yards in like a half of football. And
yeah.
I mean, had like two incompletions. The guy's special, and I think they're looking to put that on display, and I think there's a little revenge factor there, and I think that they probably just don't take their foot off the gas quick enough. Kansas State, not very good, not a lot of starters back on either side of the ball. I'm taking Oklahoma in this one. I think they cover that big number. Probably win by about five touchdowns.
You know, I would tend to agree with you, Kale, but the Big 12 sucks ass across the board, in my opinion. I don't even know. I mean, I wonder why in the fuck are we picking this game? I don't get it.
That's fucking trash.
Exactly, Virtual Kale. This game is trash. I don't know why it's on the schedule. I'd rather pick Big South games the more and more I think about it. But you know what? I made the mistake of saying this was okay the other day, so I will pick this game, and I'm taking Kansas State.
Real quick, who picked this game, by the way? Was it Comrade?
No.
I agreed to it. There's a rumor out there that I handpicked the games, according to somebody.
Oh, yeah. You handpick them good.
I handpick them. Someone's mad because they're far back in the standings and want to make an excuse. So I'm making sure.
Anyway, I'm taking.
Well, what fucking games would they like to use? I mean,
what? Yeah, that's another good point,
too. They're going to suck at the other ones.
We ask for your feedback there, folks. If you want us to pick certain games, have at it. Put them over there.
Let's be honest. The past couple of weeks, I'm not beating the SEC drum here, but before these games came out this week, I mean, there hadn't been a whole lot of meat on the bone as far as games to pick from. The ones that we put in our contest would probably be the same ones that any trio podcasters would put in their contest as well.
You know who I missed, though? Brandon Kuhn, my son. But many believe he's my son. I'm not sure. No DNA test, but he could be my son. He used to, back when he was on Facebook, he used to put on the Robin Comrade page on like a Tuesday, hey guys, I think these are the games you should pick this week, you know? And we'd use some of them, you know, always some good insights. We need more people like that. Brandon Kuhn has gone AWOL. I'm not sure where he is. But
he made a brief reappearance.
He did.
He's running away from his father. He doesn't want to deal with your jack.
But hey, if you want to go and put games up on Monday, not Monday, cause it's too late. But like on Sunday morning,
before
the podcast on Sunday, on their page, go, hey man, you should definitely have this game. I'm not saying we'll use it, but we'll definitely look at it though.
Up next, the next matchup, I'm taking Kansas State to cover. Louisville plays at Pitt. An interesting matchup there in the ACC. Louisville comes in off of a loss to Miami, where Miami pretty much kicked them in the dick at home against a Pitt team that is undefeated. They beat up Austin Peay and then had a close matchup there with Syracuse. Comrade, what's your pick, buddy?
Okay, here's where things change a little bit for me. Now, I've shot my mouth off on this podcast all back in the COVID years, that I really like Louisville, that they're my sleeper team, and you guys kind of mocked me a little bit because I said that I think they're the second best team in the ACC, maybe the third best team like Miami too. And so the old comrade would just say, you know what, I don't care what my damn computer says, I'm taking Louisville because I shot my mouth off in there. But see, last year I did it a lot, and I ended up like – having a horrible year, and I'm not doing that. I'm not going to poison myself. I'm going to look at the computer, and the computer's going to tell me what's going to happen. And sometimes the computer does not agree with my personal opinion. And the computer tells me right now that the computer's never wrong. 11-3. Okay. The computer tells me right now that Pitt will win this game 40-27. I hate to do it. I'm sorry, Louisville. I still love you. I think you're a good team. I think Pitt takes Mont and covers this game. Going away.
That is fucking great.
Kale, what you got in that game, brother?
I was not impressed at all with Louisville's defense in that Miami game. Now, Kenny Pickett and crew's not De'Eric King, but let's look really bad. One thing about it, in the second half, I mean, they just kept coming back. They kept scoring. I mean, they put up a lot of yardage against Miami, and I don't want it to be an overreaction to that game. They say, team's never as bad as they looked the week before. This one's hard. I'm going to take Pitt because I can't get over how bad that defense looked. I just really can't.
That's a very
I'm taking
solid pick.
Pitt to cover here.
So as much as I like Scott Satterfield and Louisville, I'm with Kale. That defense sucks. And I think that a team that's going to line up and run against them, which is what Pitt is going to do, it's going to give Louisville problems. So I think that Pitt will win this game. I think they'll win it by about 10 points, to be honest with you. Up next, Florida plays at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is a 12.5-point underdog. That line is bumped up to like 14 in some spots. Comrade, you can pick first, sir.
Okay, this kind of goes back again. I'm not sold on Florida. I read a great piece this year that Kyle Trask is basically a fraud. He's fraudulent. Okay, and so, you know, part of me thinks maybe he's fraudulent in week one and they lose to Ole Miss, doesn't cover. But listen, the computer says, listen, Florida's going to win this game 34-14, but the computer kind of hints that maybe next week the fraudulent shows up for Kyle Trask. Look for that maybe next week. But this week, he continues to fraud. They beat Ole Miss by 20, and they cover the spread.
Kale, what's your pick?
Yeah, this is another tough one. You know, Florida has lost. You know, everybody's talking about they're winning the SEC East. You know, this is a dark horse playoff contender, blah, blah, blah. Well, they lost a lot of talent off of their defense. Expect two rush ends who are now in the NFL, a couple of really good linebackers, and a couple off that secondary. They also lost their best wide receivers. So, I mean, I don't know that that's such a solid pick. 14.5 that's moved up to. So I guess the money's going on the Florida Gators. I think this game will be a lot closer than that. I think that, what Lane Kiffin is going to try to do with this team is not, you know, totally different from what they've done in the past. It's not so much of a change. It's like a totally new foreign offensive concept to Ole Miss. So I think the learning curve will be somewhat smaller than it would be at other places, like Missouri, which is not on the pick-up this week. Home game. I like the Rebels here because of the spread. I think it's going to be an interesting matchup, and I think it'll be close. I think Florida will win it, maybe by about 10 points. I think this is going to be really close around the edge, but I think that Ole Miss is going to give them all they want down in Oxford, because it's not going to be quite enough. I don't think they'll be able to hold up.
All right, Kale, grab your other headset there, because that's your microphone, bud, there, buddy. People could barely hear you, but Kale says he's taking Ole Miss to cover the spread. I am in the boat with the comrade here, although comrade has no clue about quarterbacks. Trask is a good quarterback. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the conference. Yes, he is. What are you talking about? He's one of the best returning quarterbacks in the conference.
He's a fraud.
He's a fraud, but he stomped that Gamecock ass last year. So, in the rain and everything else, with Muschamp crying on the sidelines, the refs fucked us. Whatever. Kyle Trask is a pretty good quarterback, and he's going to tune up Ole Miss here. Lane Kiffin needs some more time, but give me Florida. They'll cover that big spread there of the, 12.5. Up next, Kentucky will be on the road at Auburn. Mike, go ahead. I know that you have no respect for Kentucky, even though they beat your sorry-ass team.
I've got no respect for Kentucky. And listen, last year, comrade, sure, who picked without the computer, okay, I went away from the computer last year. Oftentimes, I come to the show, and the computer would tell me one thing, but I say, you know what? That's not part of my game I play. I like to kind of trash teams. And I did that, and I paid the price. This year, we're going straight computer. Now, listen, Auburn does have Chad Morris on staff right now. So immediately right now, take a step back. Big step back for Auburn, okay? Right. Kentucky, listen, I got to be honest about Kentucky. I respect their coach. I just can't stand how much you suck them off, Rob. I mean, it gets disgusting. You suck off Kentucky so much in this show, it's embarrassing. And I think that's where my hatred comes, because I'm sick of hearing about it. Okay.
You and Kentucky need to go to room.
Like if I didn't know you, Rob Sanders, I never met you right now, I think I'd have a healthy respect for Kentucky. You know, hey, you know, but because I have to hear you just no, go, just, I mean, what, I mean, it, just, it's like have orgasms about them.
You're spouting lies, you know, comrade. You don't
and like it makes me hate them. Okay. I don't want to hate them. I got nothing against Kentucky. Sure. They're good fans. I like their fans. I like their people. They're good people. I've had great encounters with all Kentucky fans, basketball and football. I don't want to hate them. You know what? And the computer said, you know what? You shouldn't hate them. You shouldn't hate them. They're not going to win this game, Rob. They're not going to win this game. Okay, Auburn's gonna pull it out, but it's gonna be a nail biter, and that 7.5 points is huge. That half point's really big. Yep. But the computer says Auburn wins this game 27-24 in an SEC classic. Take the Blue Boys to cover the spread, though.
All right, Kale, what's your pick, buddy?
Yeah, just looking over these two teams and what they got coming back. You know, Auburn has dealt with some COVID issues. They're also installing, you know, got a new offensive coordinator installing some new stuff there. So there's the learning curve, limited spring practice. They got 5 new starters on the offensive line, have a new running back. The defensive line, that's ravaged by graduation, too, a couple of those guys went to the NFL. Nobody graduates anymore. They go to the NFL. Or, I don't know. I guess they just kind of go away. Anyway, got to replace 2 starters up there. And all 4 of their defensive backs are gone. So, you know, week 1 against Kentucky, a team that has a pretty good defense. Offensively, I think they'll be able to run the ball against this brand new look Auburn defense. As far as, you know, moving the ball downfield vertically in the passing game, you're not going to see a lot of that. The quarterback that they've got, Terry Wilson, who is taking his job back over, was injured early on last year. He was the quarterback in 2018 when they had that really good season, and he's not a top shelf level SEC quarterback, but he's serviceable enough, I think. And Kentucky will kind of, like you like to say, muddy this game up a little bit and keep it close. I wouldn't be surprised to see them get a win. I really wouldn't, just given all of Auburn's inexperience and the change in the offensive scheme and that. So, yeah, give me the Kentucky Wildcats here to come in and cover the number.
The comrade doesn't like Kentucky because they've won 5 out of the last 6 against his team, and 4, I think, what, 3 out of the last 6 have been on the podcast, and then he's, man, Kentucky's not anywhere near remotely good enough to play against us. We are a better fucking football program than Kentucky
is. We are. Pretty last year.
I can't do the comrade lisp. I can't do it, but that's basically what he says. He says, oh, they're just, we are just.
What happened last year? Did you shave your eyebrows last year? Your eyebrows got shaved? Because your mouth, you ran your mouth
6 years.
I'm not talking about 5. I'm talking about last year. You ran your mouth. What happened?
I've got a picture of you wearing a Kentucky shirt. The 5 in a row Kentucky shirt where you're up there trying to sing.
I got a picture of you. And we're your most recent picture with your head shaved and your eyebrows shaved.
Doing all that with you. And that's
that was ancient history. That was so long ago.
Look,
I didn't remember that so long ago.
Okay, but here's the thing. This coming year, Kentucky's going to kick your dick in again.
No, they're not. No, they're not. They are.
Guaranteed. That's a guaranteed
that Kentucky shit.
I'm as confident with Kentucky kicking your ass as I am with LSU kicking your ass. That's how shitty the South Carolina team is. Not because of the players. Not because of the players, but because of the coaching staff. We'll get into that momentarily. Kentucky will make this game close. They're going to fall short, though. I think they lose 26-21. Auburn will pull it out late. So give me Kentucky plus 7.5. Army at Cincinnati. Battle of some Power 5 teams, or non-Power 5 teams.
Group of five.
Thank you. Cincinnati is, everybody's in love with Cincinnati right now. They're an 11.5-point favorite. And Army, pretty solid team. Comrade, what's your pick here, buddy?
From a head standpoint, from an eyeball standpoint, I love the Bearcats. Love them to death, you know? And I try not to be biased. I look at my computer, and I want the computer to kind of confirm my eyeballs, okay? Yep. And here it confirmed my eyeballs. The computer has Cincinnati winning this game 29-10. Is that close, Rob? Is that a close game? 29-10. Look for the Bearcats to cover easily in this one. Take the Bearcats -7.5. Mark it down.
Cale, what's your pick, man?
Army looked awful impressive the last two times out. They were facing a bunch of tomato cans. But we've seen what they've done the past 3 years, and I want to put Cincinnati, I'm going to put them in a Power 5 position for just a minute. 2017, team goes on the road, gives Ohio State all they want for three quarters. They cover the spread. 2018, they take Oklahoma to overtime as like a 30-point underdog. They cover the spread. Last year, they go on the road to Michigan, go to two overtimes as like a 3-touchdown underdog. They cover the spread. They do it consistently every year. And last year's Army team wasn't even that good. This one appears to be much better than last year's team. And I see no reason why they can't go on the road again. This is not an offense that Cincinnati faces very often. It's always very hard to prepare for. And I like Army to cover the number. I think if they keep this thing very close, I could see possibly another overtime situation. I could see them possibly pulling an upset on the road here.
I like Army, too. They run that offense that keeps them on the field. And ball control, they'll keep the game close. And this is the United States of America. I love the Army. Why not? When I look at it, I love the Army. So there you go with that. Give me Army to cover the spread there of the 11.5. They will get in under that number. Up next, Florida State at Miami. Miami is a 9.5-point favorite. They're down at home down there in Hard Rock Stadium. Mike, what's your pick on this game? Remember when this game used to be like the game of games, and now it's
huge.
Just a game of shit?
It was huge. I mean, listen, I will still say this, and I'll die saying this. The 1980s were the greatest decade of all time. Greatest for sports. Great president back in the 80s. I kind of like how political he was. Great president in the 80s. Great music, great movies. I mean, everything. The best of everything. And this was kind of the epitome of the 80s. This was college football. Florida State, Miami playing, okay, and some great games, wide right. Just some great games. Unfortunately, a little different now. Miami, though, has impressed me. They've taken care of me twice this year, once in this contest and once with my money betting on them. And so I like them. I think they're on their way back to being relevant again. I like the quarterback. I think they're second best team in the ACC. I think they can maybe beat Clemson, maybe give them a game, maybe pull the upset there. I think this game is still a rivalry game. I think Florida State will probably play a really good game early on.
That's fucking trash.
Hang around for a bit with them. But I think Miami's too tough. And the computer is the final say in it. The computer has Miami winning this game 29-17. So the Hurricanes covering that spread of 9.5.
All right, Cale, what's your pick, buddy?
Yeah, this one, FSU, of course, their coach, Mike Norvell, has got the coronavirus. So I think he's been coaching the team by phone or something, is what I heard. But just looking back at the thing over the past 5 years, the road team in this matchup has covered. Now, those stats and look at that stuff, it's helpful sometimes looking at trends, but it's not always accurate. And looking at this one, look at the eye test. I cannot get over that shitty performance from week one. I just can't. I can't get it out of my head with Florida State. And I told you after that, I'm not backing them again until I see proof otherwise. And this is, I mean, I don't think that they're going to, I don't think they'll be able to generate enough points to keep the game close with Miami defensively. I think they're not very good at best. And I just, I don't see this game being that close. Last year, they got their face kicked in by Miami, and that led to Willie Taggart getting the pink slip the next day.
Right.
I see kind of a repeat of that same kind of performance when Miami scored. It was like 27-10. I mean, I could see this one being like 38-10, maybe 38-3. Something. I think that Miami is going to cover the spread here in this game, and I think they do it in a big way. I mean, you're installing a new offensive system with the head coach is the one who's bringing this over, and he can't even coach your team, really, in this game. And so they can't be there for that, and I just think that just puts them at a huge disadvantage, just both fundamentally and situationally. So. I'm back in the Hurricanes in this one.
Our line in the contest here is at 9.5, but it's like it's up to 12 in some books. So a lot of money is floating out there towards the Hurricanes. It's almost seems like this is like the easiest pick of the week. I mean, nobody can really tell me why I should pick Florida State to cover this 9.5. Don't tell me pride. Pride would have won them the fucking Georgia Tech game where they blocked 3 field goals and still lost. Okay? I mean, I'm with Kale. Until Florida State shows me something, I'm not picking them for shit. I'll take Miami minus the 9.5. But bear in mind, I don't think that Miami's this world-beating ass team that everybody's like, oh, you should look out for Miami. Miami
no,
plays...
I never said you, Kale.
I think
they've got potential to be like. I think that they'll bottom out and Fennett will not bottom out. But when all the dust settles, I think they'll end up being like a top 15 type team, maybe either second or third best team in the ACC. And no, I don't think that they'll beat Clemson. I don't think that game will be close. This is the kind of opponent here the past few years. We get all ready for, but everybody's, you know, we get mad because nobody's respecting us. And Clemson will go out and beat them by 35, and then they'll end up, if they do lose this year, it'll be to some turd like Virginia or NC State or somebody like that. You mark my word.
Shout out to Sally Donegan, our defending champion. Is Sally in the contest, Mike? I don't even know.
She's in.
Oh, that's what I thought. Sally better be in the damn contest. Holy crap. I'll call her daughter who like lifts weights and shit and have her toss her around a little bit. Anyway, but shout out to Sally. I'm sure she's listening down in Mount Pleasant, our defending contest champion. Anyway, I don't think that Miami's as good as everybody says they are. So for me, I'm going with Miami, but just because I think Florida State sucks asshole. So with that, we will move on to our next pick, LSU at Mississippi State. In this matchup, of course, the defending national champion, Mississippi State with the Pirate. Comrade, what's your pick on this game?
All right, the computer has it 36-17. The spread's 18.5, so we're right there. We're picking at hairs now. So I have to kind of go to my original thought early in the year. I really think LSU is being downplayed by people like they're one-year wonder, yada, yada, yada. I love their defense. I know they lost some guys to opting out and COVID and NFL draft. I think their defense is going to be unreal. I think Mike Leach is a shit show in the SEC. Mm-hmm. Combine those two things, I'm going to take LSU to cover the spread. It went by about 21, 24 points, something like that. I think their defense is going to really lay the hammer on Mississippi State. I think you're going to see Mike Leach kind of go, oh, well, this is how the shit is in the SEC. Can't just throw it around a little bit here. So,
Kale,
35-10 maybe.
All right. Kale, what's your pick here on this game?
Yeah, I don't – I mean, I know the LSU lost a ton of players, a ton to the NFL, and several have opted out too, which is kind of disappointing to me. You know, I like to see these good players stick around, but whatever reason they didn't. Depending on what kind of pass rush LSU can generate on this KJ Costello, I think is going to be the key here. But he's not very mobile. If he has to leave the pocket, can't run around, you know, a little bit, pick up any kind of yards at his feet. And, there's talent there. Like I said, still, even though everybody's, you know, giving up on LSU, you're not going to be any good. They've lost, you know, so many players. I think that Mississippi State is another one that's just a work in progress. I think they'll probably be a little bit better in time, but I don't think it's going to be a great debut in the SEC for the old Pirates. Give me LSU in this one to cover the spread. I think they'll win by about three touchdowns.
I am on the camp of what I've said before, that I think LSU is going to be missing a step. What I mean is that they're not going to be the fucking buzzsaw they were last year. They're not going to have Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, Edwards-Helaire, all of those guys. So they're going to take a step back this year. They're not going to be as good as they were last year. So I've caught shit from some LSU fans about that.
They're probably going to be Clemson by 7 points this year. You're right. They wouldn't destroy them.
You know what? Your opinion with Clemson really doesn't mean anything to me because the coach that you have on your knees
if they play Clemson this year, they probably won't
Clemson
by 7 points.
Wins. I think Clemson wins over LSU. We may have that matchup later on.
Now you're smoking
but
the Chiba.
Coach that you have calluses on your knees from servicing all the time can't get within three touchdowns of Clemson. So your opinion of Clemson means not much to me. I am wearing my limited edition Robin Comrade Show Keep Will Muschamp t-shirt.
That's right.
By the way,
that's been a great shirt about 5 years ago.
Great shirt. Oh, that'd be a great shirt when he's coach, when he's the fucking video coordinator for Eastern Kentucky. Yeah. Anyway, what
Rob,
I think about
Rob,
it though.
Did you see the Jeremy Pruitt video that I put up a couple of nights ago?
I did not watch that. It's on my list. It's in my queue to watch.
Okay. You should play that on here.
I'll see if I can find it. We may play some of it before we go to work here.
It's only 20 seconds long. You can't play some of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, then I'll pull it up and we'll play it. LSU at Mississippi State. I've got LSU covering the 18.5 point spread. And that video is on your YouTube channel, right, Kale?
Yeah, I guess we can play it since we're on my channel right now.
Yeah, I'll see if I can pull that up really quick. The final matchup that we have is South Carolina and the Tennessee Volunteers. Comrade, tell us about how Will Muschamp is going to just beat the shit out of Tennessee.
Now listen, I have said a lot about Mike Bobo, the new offense, about the 92 Dallas Cowboys with the fullback and the running back and you know, just the boom bobo combination. I've told you how Will Muschamp has owned Tennessee in his coaching career. He has. And I've told you that Jeremy Pruitt is overrated.
Sure.
Okay, but listen, this year, though, I'm not going by all that. I'm going by the simple computer. And I was nervous today when I ran these numbers. I was nervous because I said, man, if it shows up that Tennessee beats them by 21, I got to pick Tennessee. You know, but I ran the computer, and let me tell you, the computer and the comrade are on the same goddamn page, my friend. The same damn page. Oh, it's beautiful. I had a smile on my face today about 3:15 p.m. when I ran the numbers. The Gamecocks not only cover the spread, my friend, they win the game. They blow them out, according to the computer. Blow them out. Blow them out by a final of 16-14. Gamecocks win 16-14. And I can see it right now. Low scoring game. Defense. Okay. The fullback taking care of business. and the defense making a big step up, and they stopped Tennessee, kind of like the game back in 92, Halloween, the two-point conversion stop. Maybe that will happen again.
Hank Campbell.
Maybe Hank Campbell comes out. I don't know. But it'll be a landmark game for this program to turn things around here. 16-4 Gamecocks. The computer does not lie. 11-3. The computer's 11-3, damn it. And it's not losing this one here. 16-14 Gamecocks. Take it on the money line.
Holy
take
shit.
It on the money line. Buy yourself a nice drink.
Kale asked me to play this bit from Jeremy Pruitt that he posted on his page. We're going to play this really quick. The title on the award-winning Carolina Jackpot Channel. Jeremy Pruitt trying to sell ice to an Eskimo.
Their staff, you know, Coach Muschamp has done an outstanding job there.
Will Muschamp should be fucking that guy's embarrassed. Good.
Exactly. I'm, you know what? That's worthwhile to play there. We knew the comrade was going to pick South Carolina. That's just the way the comrade
the computer,
is.
I didn't think the computer did. 11-3, the computer is 11-3 this year.
Dude,
the computer is not going to be wrong in this game.
Every computer simulation I've found does not have South Carolina. I know that you have the fucking comrade Vision 64. And that's what you're going with.
11-3 in the computer. 11-3. And I used it exclusively 2 years ago when I won that contest. Exclusively. I'm back to using it exclusively this year. It does not lie. The Gamecocks already won this game, folks. They already won the game. We're 1-0 right now. We're 1-0 right now. The Saturday is just for pageantry and for entertainment. We all know the outcome now. Gamecocks win.
That's fucking trash.
That's exactly. Kale, this is your team, sir. Tell us which way they're going, man. Because I know you want to win the contest. All right? This is the one the comrades on is fucking flukish as shit.
This is just... with the Gamecocks, I mean, I don't know what we're going to get. I mean, I don't know what we're gonna see from them. It's just totally a new look. The thing that just concerns me about us is... the new Mike Bobo offense is run heavy. We don't have any running backs who have taken any snaps in, like, any meaningful snaps in SEC play. You know, and granted, the two that they're replacing, you know, it's not like we're replacing Herschel Walker and Ricky Williams or something. But and they were, you know, fringing on a little bit above average, I guess, and the numbers didn't show it. Wide receiver position, you know, concerns me a little bit. You know, you don't have that Brian Edwards that go to like Brian Edwards was last year, the one like Debo was a couple of years before that. Shy Smith is not, he's a good player, but he's not that. So you know, a lot of young guys gonna have to grow up quick in a hurry in this game. I'm also concerned about the loss of Joseph Charlton, because if we can't move that ball and we end up in a lot of punting situations, hell, I don't know what this new kid, I don't know what he's got to offer. I don't know what he brings to the table. We knew what Joseph Charlton brought to the table, and that was like a 45 yards per foot average. Not a lot of people talking about that. Defensively, I think that we'll be good. I think we'll be fine on the defensive side of the ball. I think that that defensive line will put some pressure on Guantanamo Bay, and he doesn't have the bevy of receivers to throw that ball to like he has in the past. His tight end, Austin Pope, is out probably for the season. So there's another receiver gone. They've had a lot of coronavirus issues defensively. I think they're okay. They're certainly not any better than we are. And we've got two big cornerbacks, two big, tall, rangy quarterbacks that are going to play on Sundays. that will – they'll shut that shit down. They're going to have to beat us on the ground because that quarterback they've got, I mean, he's a tall – he's a big, tall kid, who has no accuracy whatsoever. Now, I know, yes, last year it made us look stupid. That was just a bad day. They rode a punt return for a touchdown to a really big day. Got a lot of momentum off that. Congratulations, they got some momentum and they capitalized on it. I see this being a low scoring game. But I want to go with my heart, but I just have to make wise picks here. So I'm going to take the Gamecocks to cover the spread in this one, and I believe we'll win this one.
All right. Well, there's your two homer picks there. Let me give you the reality on this game. I had a gentleman on that covers Tennessee up there in Knoxville. And one of the questions he asked me before we went on the air today was, are they really starting Colin Hill at quarterback? And I explained to him that, yes, and in reality, he's probably the best quarterback on the roster. Helinski's got footwork issues. So it's probably going into it. And I think Comrade said this, weren't you on the trail of, yeah, Colin Hill's going to start, or was it Kale? I can't remember. One of you.
I think we both kind of knew. I mean, right. It was pretty obvious weeks ago, but.
Right. But yeah. I don't think that quarterback is going to be the issue for South Carolina. I think the issue for South Carolina is going to be the offensive line. That's just my opinion. I think the offensive line is going to be a problem for the Gamecocks all year. And I'm not very confident in your running backs. Now, there is one thing that is interesting about Tennessee. Tennessee has some issues with tight end. Their starting tight end had back surgery. They thought he would be back, but he had a setback, so he's not playing. The second stringer opted out, so he's out. So when Tennessee goes with a tight end on Saturday, it's going to be their third string guy. Now, a lot of times last year, they were running a two tight end sets when they were doing stuff with Gray. So I don't know how they're going to get Gray involved. I don't like Tennessee's wide receiving core. I don't think they're very good. I think that the Marquette, what was it, Galloway, whatever his name was last year.
Jennings, Callaway.
Yeah, Callaway. He was like the leader of the offense. And I think that Guantanamo Bay, as Kale calls him, knows that he is on a short leash. But I step back from it, and everything that I normally would tell me, you should go with South Carolina. But I'm not going with South Carolina. Do you want to know why I'm not going with South Carolina? Kale, who is the coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks? Who's the coach?
Mike Bobo.
No. Will Muschamp is the coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks.
You said who was a coach on the South. Okay.
No, the coach is Will Muschamp. When they go on the field, he is automatically worth 9 points the other way. He is that galactically stupid.
He's also 7-1 against Tennessee.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, but he's won.
I don't like him any more than the next guy.
I didn't talk during your picks, so just close. Shh. He's one
Rob's heart's going to get him in the way.
No, no, no.
His heart is going to – his hatred not, for Muschamp is going to lose the contest.
This is not my heart. This is it reality. Is. No, Mike. Okay. All right, I'm going to mute your mic if you're not going to shut up here. Right. Let me finish my pick. The reality is that until South Carolina gets rid of this guy, he'll get a win here or there. Remember, he's one game over 500. He's not very good. The only person who thinks he's good is you, okay? And with that, I think not only does Tennessee win, I think it's going to be like 26-13. I think it's going to be something like that. And one of the reasons it's going to be that way is because I think that a lot of what Mike Bobo is trying to do is going to end up with some turnovers. Mm-hmm. Tennessee will have a short field to work with, and the Vols will win this game, I think, 26-13. And okay. Then when we come in here on Sunday night, this is what we'll hear, the same thing from the Comrade.
Okay. I want to promise right now for you, Rob. I want to promise you right now that when we beat Tennessee, don't come in here Sunday and play, well, you know, Tennessee and COVID. I mean, I mentioned that a few weeks ago, that COVID would be a problem. Don't backtrack, okay? When we beat them, you will give Will Muschamp his credit. We do not blame COVID. You hear it here. I guarantee you, Rob will start playing the COVID card. The COVID card will get played. He will play the COVID card. He won't give Muschamp any credit. Oh, COVID, that's why he won. Mark it down.
There you go.
The COVID card will get played on Sunday by Rob. He'll give Muschamp no credit.
I'm not playing anything. Muschamp doesn't deserve any credit. If the Gamecocks win, no.
If you play the COVID card, I'm gonna mock you,
Mike. If the Gamecocks win, it won't be because of Muschamp. Period.
Over on YouTube, Hunter Slay says, "Hell, we didn't even throw to the tight end, Rob." That doesn't matter. That's not what Rob was saying, sir. He said y'all used a two tight end set a lot when you were doing stuff with Eric Gray. That's the running game, sir.
Yeah.
It's not throwing the
I went back and watched some of the Tennessee-Indiana game. And I watched some of that, and that's what they did. When Eric Gray was making some plays, it was when they had a two tight end set in there. I mean, that's just reality. So, yeah, I have questions about the Tennessee offense, but you know what I don't have questions about? The fact that Will Muschamp is a piece of shit. He is a horrible coach. And for our state, and as a proud South Carolinian, okay, I want the University of South Carolina to be much better than they are, okay? But until they get rid of him, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. They'd be better off digging up either Bear Bryant's dead body or letting Don Staley fucking coach the team.
Do not blame COVID better. On Sunday.
I'm not,
don't say,
Mike,
well, obviously,
I swear
Tennessee
to
didn't
you.
Play well because of COVID.
Mike,
they just didn't play well.
No, well, I'll
that's
tell you what.
Saying.
You can say whatever
that's
you want.
That's a built-in excuse.
He mentioned that like about 3 weeks ago. Rob mentioned that. So on Sunday, he'll go back to that point and not give Muschamp credit.
Mike, I won't bring that up at all. Okay. First of all, I will never give Muschamp credit. All right. But that's just like when you come on Sunday, the first thing out of your mouth will be, well, COVID fucked us, or we need more time with Bobo, or we need a goddamn 7 years to get the offense right. That's the kind of shit that you'll do. And by the way, every time that you try to defend Muschamp on Sunday, after you guys lose this game,
I swear to you, we're going to
play this. We're going to play this over and over again until you finally just shut up. In fact, if I were you, what I would
do... I'm just glad the game isn't at Tennessee, because if we beat him at Tennessee, we probably would, like, one of the guys would probably make a divot in the checkerboard end zones. You probably would freak out for weeks. How dare they mess up for nature? They're just checkerboards.
So anyway,
at least we won't get that.
I'm looking forward to your excuses, but what you should do is not show up on Sunday. That's what
I'm
you
always
should
here.
Do. You should not show
I'm
up.
I'm always there.
Because once Jeremy Pruitt kicks you in the dick again,
it's just
going to be me laughing at you. I'm just going to have a laugh track, and it's just me laugh. I'm going to wash this shirt and wear it again on Sunday. Please. Please do that so I can continue to laugh at the fucking comrade. Okay?
To the two over on Facebook, Lisa Gale... and Sally Bell, what do we call her? The champ.
The champ.
Yes, the champ is here. The champ is here. They're asking if the comrade picked Kentucky or Auburn. They wasn't paying attention during that part. He picked.
I took Kentucky to lose the game, but cover.
Yeah, it was a clean sweep across the board for the old blue.
Yep.
And checkered white Wildcats.
No, they don't care what Rob picked. Okay,
they
don't give two shits. They're trying to get a little knowledge.
Yeah,
I find out what I picked. So, yeah,
that's fine.
They're trying to get in bed with a real handicapper.
That's right.
I, I don't really give a shit what you guys think of my
picks. You care.
I finish constantly in the top five.
I don't care.
This show is imploding from the inside out. Thanks for that. By the way, we'll take some phone calls this evening. Someone was asking for the phone number earlier.
Brandon Coon, call up, Brandon Coon. I haven't heard your voice in a while.
Yeah.
Call on the daddy.
Do you need a moment with your son? Is that what you're telling us?
I miss him. I miss my boy.
Yeah, you miss him. 803-470-2905. You can call in and then join the show. Virtual Kale, how will you feel once Tennessee kicks that dick in?
Fuck my life. Fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. Poor Virtual Kale. I want the Gamecocks to have a good season for Virtual Kale. That's what I want. Just for Virtual Kale. Not for the comrade.
I agree with that.
No, none of that. I just want a good season for Virtual Kale. And I tell you what, man. He doesn't like Will Muschamp. He really doesn't.
Virtual Kale might blow up.
I don't want to see the motherfucker again.
Exactly. He doesn't like him at all.
Virtual Kale might blow up. He might have to give it a tune-up.
Dustin wants to know if we picked like Florida and Ole Miss yet. Yeah, Dustin's a Florida fan. We picked Florida across. Did somebody pick Ole Miss to cover? I picked Florida to win.
I did.
Yeah, Kale picked him to cover. Comrade picked Florida to win. So there you go with that. By the way, if you missed this show, we podcast this show as well. So go and look.
Download it.
You can download it, listen in your car. Wherever you want to go, man. That's one of the cool parts about this show. We're kind of a hybrid show. There's some folks that do that, and some folks just do just a straight podcast. Some folks are starting to do the hybrid with what we're doing now. It's kind of funny because the comrade and I'm not trying to be over the top as like we're pioneers or whatever, but I think we were one of the first when we started this to do both, to do the live show, but then podcast it so people can go and download it. So we are kind of pioneers in that front. Brandon Coon says he'll call in Sunday to celebrate the big win.
That's right, Cooney. That's
Holy
it, baby.
Shit. Really?
Celebrate it up there.
Really? Is that what you're going to do?
We are the number one ranked show among strip club DJs, by the way.
Exactly.
That came out yesterday. Strip club DJs.
We are so much better than you.
Exactly. Anyway, 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. You know, I worked hard to get the phone system to work. We have tons of people that show up to watch this show. It's okay to call. If you're scared that I'm going to shred you on the air, I'll mute my microphone. I'd love to talk to SEC Dog, by the way. He needs to call into the show because I'm sure he has a lot to bring to the show. Who else? Sally can call up and talk to us about being the champ. We'd listen to that. She kicked all the guys in the dick last year. Holy shit. What was the stat? Going into like the final 2 weeks, I went 6-17. She
went
17-6. Beat the shit out of us. Oh, hold on. He says he tried to call here. Oh, we got
Matt. You went full Matt Ryan.
I did. Let's see here. I can play. All right. He says he left a message. Try calling again, sir. I'll call the number myself. Make sure I've got the phone system set up right. But I tell you what, you should call in and join us here on the show. And I tell you what, Gamecock fans, if you get upset, so it's working right there. There's me calling. Anyway, Gamecock fans, if you get upset, you can leave voicemails and we'll play those on Saturday. There we go. Let's see who this is. All right. Welcome into the show. Good evening.
Good evening. Evening, gentlemen.
What's up? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today? Or I should say this evening or tonight.
Is this Hunter?
I'm doing well. What you got, brother?
It is.
All right, Hunter Slay, the Gator. Come on in, buddy. You're a Tennessee fan, right?
Correct.
Okay, good.
Correct. So I've been saying it for about a month. I've been kind of posting stuff on Kale's channel. I've been saying 24-14, and I've been sticking with it. I believe I will continue to stick with it. And I thought for a split second Kale was going to pull out the trickster and pick the Vols, but he had to go with the Gamecocks.
That's fucking trash.
Without question.
Yeah.
Hunter, how shocked will you be? Now, I'm not trying to be smartass now. I'm just saying, let's just pretend the Gamecocks win the game by 10 points. How shocking would that be to you? Like would you like, would you be like, that can't happen? Or would you be like, yeah, I could see how it could happen, but I don't think it will happen. Like, where do you fall if I give you a Gamecock 10-point win?
Like on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah, like, where'd you feel? Like, would you be just shocked by that? Like, no way? Or you feel something had to happen?
No, I mean, come on, guys. I mean, you see what Tennessee's capable of. I wouldn't be surprised if something happens and they lost by, you know, 50. But I guess, you know, any real fan is trying to be realistic for their team. So if they did win, I honestly think it would be no more than 3. I mean, but I was telling Brock in the comments, I could see the first half being a slop fest for both teams, just trying to fill themselves out on both sides of the ball. So, I don't know.
Whatever the fuck.
Well, I mean, now I ain't going to lie to you. Last year, when South Carolina went to Tennessee and we got our face punched in, and I was not picking – I didn't think we were going to win the game. Just because the fact that the past 2 years against horrible Tennessee teams, we just barely eked out a win. I mean, that 2017 game was just a nail-biter against the 0-8 team in the SEC. And then in 2018, we probably really should have lost that game. Jake Bentley pulled something out of his ass there toward the end and won that one. So I didn't think we were going to win. But in the fashion that we lost that, man, it was just pitiful. Especially after the first play of the game, you could have told me that we weren't going to win that game by 50 points.
Oh, man, I was – after the first play, I was at the buddy's house, and I said they're going to just rout us. And then, you know, you saw how it played out. But, I mean
– Will Muschamp should be fucking embarrassed.
Yeah, definitely. I will say this. Y'all were talking about the receivers, and you're right. South Carolina and Tennessee are both in the same boat. I mean, they lost their best receiver. Tennessee really lost their best two receivers. But, and I know you guys have probably heard his name. I dropped it in the comments. Jalen Hyatt, he's from out of South Carolina. They just obviously you hear different things from different camps, but everybody in Tennessee's camp has been saying that he's been – I mean, they're projecting him to be he's not a starter. He's on the 2-deep depth chart, but they're projecting him to play quite a bit.
Hey, man, you got a score for the game? Give us an idea what you think's going to happen.
He doesn't know, just 24-14.
24-14.
24-14. All right. Well, hey, that's good.
Something?
Wake up, Rob.
I'm awake. Hey,
loud.
Damn. Holy shit.
Wake up.
Enjoy the show, guys.
We are so much.
Thanks, Hunter. Good call.
Thank you, Hunter. Have a good night, man. All right, so the phone lines open up for just one more minute here as we roll along. Brandon Coons over there talking about all these players that, you know, Shai Smith, DeCarrion Joyner, Xavier Leggett were named our starters at receiver. Yeah. They're your starters, all right.
Xavier's got to come up big. If he can be the X factor, get it, Xavier X. If he can be someone who kind of comes out of nowhere a little bit, then we can have a really good season, because we're kind of receiver. We just don't have that big play capability right now. I mean, unless someone can step up like him, who's got it in him. I think he's got the big play in him, but it's just a matter of doing it and getting experience and getting reps and all that stuff. So,
well, I think that Joyner's potential has not even the surface has not even been scratched yet. So I'm looking for some huge things from him this year.
And I'm counting on Bobo using him. He's got to stay healthy, which he hasn't been healthy in camp a lot either. But I think Bobo, I kind of like the idea of Bobo finding a way to use him and getting the ball in space and have make some plays maybe. But we'll see. I'm looking forward to it, man. I think I'm really excited about Colin Hill too. just because I like being right on shit, and I'm so mad at Gamecock fans, not all Gamecock fans, but the portion of Gamecock fans who just think he sucks because he's from Colorado State, he's got 3 wins, and I mean, he just blows, and Holinsky should be starting. I really hope he comes out and goes 24 for 26 for 350, and I want to laugh at those motherfuckers and say, oh, yeah, you know your football. So, I mean, I just want to that's one thing I'm pulling for him hard because of
he kicked Arkansas in the dick last year.
Yeah.
That's worth a couple of points right there.
Respectfully, Kale, everyone kicked Arkansas in the dick, brother. No offense, my friend. But, that happened that way. All right. Well, we'll be back at it on Sunday. By the way, for those that listen to my show on Fox Sports Radio, it's a lot different than this show. But I am also doing the fifth quarter postgame show on WVOC in Columbia. I'll be streaming that live. I'll share that on my Facebook feed. If you want to call in and sound off on how the Gamecocks either won or lost, have at it, man. We'll be good to go with that on Sunday.
I've called into that show and sounded off a couple of times.
Yeah,
I was a couple of sheets to the wind when I did it, but
I remember you talking. I mean, I've done that show like for years and years, but I don't remember. Yeah, well,
Rob is climbing the chain in broadcasting success. Of course, the top of the mountain, which he's not there yet, but he's getting there. The top of the mountain is strip club DJ.
Yeah,
and that, but you could see him on a path for that because that's kind of the. Yeah. Broadcasters, you know, own radio show up, national, you know, local, national, syndicated, and then when they do all that, strip club DJ.
Yeah, that's my objective in life is to like sit in a strip club DJ booth and say things like Peaches is on the satellite stage to the left, and to the right we have Some Dumb Whore, and then center stage is candy. Everybody's favorite MILF candy. If you give her a dollar, she'll show you her butthole. that's what I want to do with my broadcasting career. Holy shit.
Your waitress, Randy, working hard tonight. Yeah.
Holy shit. Anyway, gentlemen, we have our picks. We'll be back, and I goof about the comrade not showing up on Sunday. The comrade will show up on Sunday. Kale will be here on Sunday. Win or lose, and I'll be here too. And you know, if South Carolina wins, the comrade will admit I do take my medicine on the show. When I'm wrong, I admit I'm wrong. I don't have a problem with that, but we'll see how it goes out. Looking forward to this week's games. Brock says, Rob, what if your son decided to play football for South Carolina? Would you shed a tear? There's a big difference in that front. My son Jaden, I am always on Team Jaden, period. Always. Whatever Jaden wants to do, I'm big on Team Jaden. So if he decided that he wanted to play football there, then that would be great. I'd feel like I was a failure as a parent. But
if my son played for Clemson, he's no longer my son.
Jesus, comrade. Can you kid? Hold the fuck on. Your wife's just obviously sleeping because I know that she says something at your ass.
Well, he's wearing clips and shit around right now, Mike.
He is.
And what's worse is that he wears Yankee shit. Your son's a hell of a baseball player, but he likes the Yankees.
That's different kids now. That's different kids. Okay, we've got one kid who is a Clemson fan. Mm. We got another kid who's a Yankee fan, but he's also likes the Gamecocks, though. So John is a Clemson fan who doesn't like the Yankees. So it's like they both have issues.
My objective as Crazy Uncle Rob is to get sweet little Caroline to love the Clemson Tigers.
Oh, she already does that stuff now because she knows it makes me. She knows it pisses me off, and she'll go, "Daddy, I like Clemson." And I just like ignore it.
Holy shit!
Like, you know, but she does that. So yeah, she thinks it's funny to say she likes Clemson. So yeah.
All right. Well, check back with us on Sunday evening, and we'll see how our picks were. Stop sending me messages telling the comrade to post the picks. He does that, not me. Send your hate tweets to @thepeskypoll. With that, the show is a wrap.